MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Pine trees in Otero and Lincoln counties are experiencing heightened bark beetle activity following last year's Salt and South Fork fires, prompting coordinated forest management efforts. State forestry officials are working with private landowners in Lincoln and Otero counties on comprehensive forest health projects that simultaneously reduce fire risk and improve tree resilience to beetle activity. The approach involves thinning overcrowded forest to sustainable densities, retaining the largest and healthiest trees while removing competition for limited water resources. Treatment work is scheduled to begin this winter, timed strategically for when beetles remain inactive from October to February. It is recommended not to leave large diameter felled trees on the ground longer than 30 days, as bark beetle populations can continue building up in stored wood and infest nearby trees. The state is also implementing wildland urban interface buffers, heavily thinned fuel breaks, along community boundaries. The first New Mexico project will address the southern boundary between Rodoso and Rodoso Downs that remained unburned last year. Similar work is planned for Cloudcroft. Landowners should monitor their trees for several warning signs, including pitch tubes on pines, white fir, and spruce trunks, but Douglas fir does not produce visible pitch tubes, but will show reddish or brownish boring dust at the tree base or in bark crevices. Fading crowns with yellow, red, or brown needles, groups of dead or dying trees of the same or closely related species, and BB-sized emergence holes. If trees are found with live bark beetle activity present, they should be promptly felled and removed from the property to prevent further spread. When cutting trees generate slash material, it should be immediately removed, burned, or chipped and dried, as untreated slash can attract additional beetles and serve as breeding ground for new infestations. Landowners interested in forest health projects or funding can contact the State Forestry Division's Capitan District Office. And the Rodoso Municipal School District Board of Education will hold a regularly scheduled meeting starting at 5:30 p.m. on January 13th at the Administration Central Office, 200 Horton Circle in Rodoso. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.